This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. Slowly but surely, fall is succumbing to winter. At our home in the grassland near the banks, the Oahelote, the leaves of cottonwood, sycamore, and ash have finally fallen, and that riparian corridor is a marvelous collection of bare branches silhouetted by the sky of the day. Emery oaks and the occasional alligator bark juniper supply splashes of green through the gallery of trees. Freezing nights are now the norm, and some mornings frozen water buckets need to be broken up so everyone can have a drink. At some point, every day, wood needs to be chopped and loaded into a wheelbarrow and placed by the front door of our 1991 Marvelette for easy access. I like to get the wood stove roaring, you know. Sometimes the smoke alarm goes off. 1991 Marvelettes come with many amenities, yes. It's a season of lots of clothing, layers of clothing, that's right, and recently rains added another layer. Though I have been known to run naked out of doors in the middle of the night to pull a tarp over firewood or grab laundry off the line after rainfall wakes me from a warm slumber. Our dogs Choo-Choo and Farley think me running around naked in the middle of the night is cause for much celebration, and there is much dancing on their part and much shouting on my part. But winter is settling in, dark mornings and early dark evenings. After solstice, daylight will slowly start to linger, and some of us will shout in the late afternoon, "A little more light here, a little more light here." Probably just me. Okay. Good news. I went on my annual hunt and gather into the Galliuro Mountains, chasing white-tailed deer, botanizing, photographing, many photographs, panoramas, you know, and here's another postcard. But lots of photos and lots of sitting with binoculars and glassing hillsides, peering under junipers and oaks from a distance, looking for a resting deer. Much traipsing and clambering over steep, rocky slopes. It's a out in nature stress test. Yeah, my lungs are working, my heart is beating, my legs are still moving. It's glorious. This year, I was so aware of the silence in that vast mountain range, an occasional plane overhead, but otherwise, all the noises either came from me or they were the sounds of the mountains and the hills, a bird calling, a rock moved by a deer hoof, my boots crunching on frozen soil. Sometimes when stopping for a breath, all I could hear was my heart. I could hear my heart beating. Isn't that wild? I mean, do you know a place so quiet that all you hear is your own heart beating? Sometimes when I'd sit in glass, birds visited. A chipping sparrow hung out with me one day. I didn't hear any vocalization, if there was any. I suffer from early onset honky-tonk deafness and lament the fact that I can no longer hear the beautiful descending notes of a canyon wren. But chipping sparrow, I didn't hear him say anything. But they're so common. But having one flit around from branch to rock around me was fun. It's not breeding season, so he had no reason to really sing, so maybe I didn't miss anything. The crown on the head of this marvelous sparrow, this little brown bird, is almost red. It's just a little red cap, rufous. That's, I think, the right word. It's a rufous cap. Its scientific name is Spizella passerina. Isn't that beautiful? Spizella passerina. Spizella is actually from the Italian, which obviously came from the Latin and the Greek. It means finch. Is that cool? I like that name, Spizella passerina. It sounds like an Italian movie, starlet. Yeah. Anyway, or maybe not. Anyway, so Spizella, I told you, comes from the Italian. Passer is Latin for sparrow. That I-N-A, the ina suffix means it's like. So the chipping sparrow is a sparrow-like finch. Duh. I would like to add that this little rufous-headed rascal was beautiful. Yeah, every animal, every plant, every steep, rocky slope where I heard my heart beat was glorious. The desert is beautiful, my friends. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.